Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Myself, big, beautiful, bodacious, baby David. On the Talking Yanks pregame show. Hey, everyone that was in the chat, thank you for your patience. Unless you're being rude, then you lost it. Gone. For those new to the Talking Yanks pregame show, as the Yankees go for a sweep in Toronto, a city that cares about hockey, we will discuss the lineup. We will talk about some what to watch for us for tonight's game. We will do the pitching path to victory. We will then do the homer draft, which leads itself into the over-under, which will then take us to premonitions, and then we will stand up. BBD, how are you?
I'm doing well. Just had a lovely chat with Joe's in here before he had to go.
Joe's McFly was here. Dolphins in the chat. Joe's McFly had to get home, watch the game, get set up. He asked if he called his mother to help him out with something that he could potentially then do the pregame show. His mother ignored his call. So maybe Mother's Day is this Sunday, by the way. So maybe tweet at Joe's and ask him, hey, man, feels like your mom's ignoring you. What's up with that? The New York Yankees are an 11-game win streak. People were poking holes at the win streak, saying it was against poor competition. It was, who was it? Orioles, Guardians, and Royals. Somewhat fair. Also not, because winning a lot of baseball games is tough. They went into Toronto, and they took the first two games against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees are a wagon. The feels are incredible. And they roll out tonight with a lineup of DJ LeMahieu playing second base. Right fielder, Aaron Judge. First baseman, Anthony Rizzo. Right fielder, Giancarlo Stanton. Third baseman, Josh Donaldson. Center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Left fielder, Joey Gallo returns to the lineup after a three-game hiatus.
Yeah, three and a half.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at shortstop with Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker. Behind the plate for Nestor Cortez Jr. And I have to tell you something, David, my godson. As Gregory Hilton in the chat says, I'd like to say that BBD's hair is looking fly AF today.
Thank you.
That's pretty huge. This for a getaway series win lineup is pretty dang good. They sat DJ yesterday. Gallo had been sitting. This is pretty good. And I'll be honest, I was wondering, because I think one of the themes around this game today is going to be, do the Jays have some piss and vinegar in them, and they're going to say, we are winning this baseball game no matter what? It's a very possible result. The Yankees have to lose at some point. 11 straight wins, pretty nuts. Or are our Yankees going to drive, for lack of a better term, drive it down their throat and say, like, it's going to be different this year. And seeing Nestor Cortez Jr. on the mound, I got excited. I'll be honest with you. Nasty Nestor has been our best starting pitcher this year. The Blue Jays are a lineup of all righties. In theory, the Toronto Blue Jays should mash Nestor Cortez Jr. And nobody mashes Nestor Cortez Jr. So, with all of that built up, BBD, is there something in today's baseball game that you're watching today?
I guess it's a little bit the cop-out answer, but Joey Gallo's back.
Joey Gallo's back.
What's up? Yes. Tough to have expectations coming off a several-game absence. It's like you just started to look like you knew what you were doing with yourself again. And he's got good numbers off Kikuchi. Good, like, for Joey Gallo, very good numbers.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 for 7, which batting average is .286.
Sure.
Which Joey Gallo, that's crazy. One of them's a homer.
Former.
Got some AL West stuff.
Former AL West guys, him and Kiner Falefa down there with decent histories. Yeah, I mean, JoJo, he was on the watch list before he got hurt. He's on the watch list again. His first game back, how does he look? He started playing a better brand of baseball before getting hurt. Let's see how I can Jakey Butterknife this. In 6 games, 7 starts leading up to his little breather here. 300 batting average, .364, a 1.014 OPS. Again, we're talking 20 at-bats, but Joey Gallo was having a bad time. He started having a good time. He gets nicked up. A positive result for him today would be kind of huge for him continuing to get back where his baseball card says he is as a baseball player. I think that makes a lot of sense.
If you want to go even a little further back?
I do.
Got an 800 OPS over 9 games of the .250 batting average.
Sure.
Just get a couple more in there. The other numbers are better.
Why not? Get it going, Joey. Become a part of this team. Have a hot streak where we're excited to see Joey Gallo in the lineup. That'd be pretty badass. It's a good one to watch for, BBD. Veteran stuff out of you. I'm the rookie and a vet. What's going on in the chat? Is there any talk about Joe's McFly's mom disowning him because he fucked a dolphin?
Notice some emojis.
BBD, there's a lot to watch in this game tonight. I mean,
what are you watching?
Donaldson, Stanton, Rizzo, Judge, DJ. I mean, even that Gallo, Kiner, Falefa. I'm watching Big Aaron Judge. I feel like that's not the sexiest pick because we always think we're always watching Big Aaron Judge. He's the leader of this team. His home run off Alek Manoah was badass last night. Badass. 3-2. Judge spits on back-to-back sliders, a couple nasty ones, by the way. One that looked like it froze in the bottom of the zone forever and then just left, and Judge let it go. He hits the pimp homer. Aaron Judge has been scorching hot. He's starting to make turning down that contract extension look like a smart move. And again, I think feels are more important tonight than results. Again, it's 11-game win streak. Obviously, if we keep that rolling, that's insane. Aaron Judge, if he catches another, I mean, that just sends a message to the Blue Jays, like, we're going to be here all year. I'm leading this team, and we're going to be here all year. In the Yankees, or in Aaron Judge's last 10 games, excuse me. Yankees are 10-0 in those games, by the way. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge has 8 homers in those 10 games. 8 homers in 10 games.
That's good.
357, 386, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. A 976 slugging and a 1.363 OPS. That's in 10 games. Aaron Judge has gone off. The homer off Manoah last night is as good as it gets. And I'd like to see more of that. So, that's my what to watch for tonight's game. The Blue Jays, you mentioned Kikuchi. BBD, some of the Yankees have decent history off of him. After he had that first start, if you remember, he shut down the Yanks. He had a bunch of, like, pine tar and crap on his hat. DJ's 5-for-11 against Kikuchi. Judge is 2-for-9. Those two are both homers. Rizzo's 1-for-2. Hicks is 1-for-1, and that one is a homer. Gallo, 2-for-7. IKF, 3-for-8. In the words of one of my favorite GIFs, it's Jim Tom Sula when he coached the 49ers. Bludgeon. 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 The pitching path to victory tonight for the New York Yankees. It starts with Nestor Cortez. He has deserved nothing but respect and the fact that we should expect at least 5 or 6 innings. If he does that, BBD, I have fantastic news. Last night, Chapman, Clay Holmes, Johnny Lasagna, and Chad Green did not pitch. Those are 4 to 5 pretty good innings right there. Another guy who hasn't pitched in the past 2 days and has only thrown 16 pitches in the last 6, Mike King, a guy who was snubbed of the best reliever in the American League. The Yankees are fully set up for tonight's game, and maybe part of the what to watch for would be how death mode do the Yankees go? And I guess something that I am now watching for, seeing this, the Yankees kind of don't have a long man right now. Remember, I think it was 2019 when the Yankees bullpen was good. They also didn't have a long man.
Just too many, like, good relievers.
The long man right now would be Mike King.
Huh.
Who, again, is maybe our most trusted high-leverage reliever right now. He's the guy that followed Chapman to save the day. So I think what's really interesting with that is if you're the Yankees, you almost can't let this game get out of hand. Because you're going to be using high-leverage guys anyways.
Off day tomorrow, too. Like they're using them.
Like, the guys who have been used the past week are Litke and Castro. So you're going to have to use your good relievers. Nestor potentially could have a short leash tonight if he runs into trouble. That being said, he hasn't run into trouble this year. He hasn't really run into trouble the last 2 years. This is exciting. You could feel it in Joe's McFly, the guy whose mother disowned him because he fucked a dolphin. He's excited for tonight's game because he thinks the Yankees are going to go full jugular mode. Show the Blue Jays, show the world that it's 12 straight and it's real. And boy, would that be nice for the Yankees season. BBD, do you... Is there any lean to how they would use their bullpen? Like, it's just everyone's available.
Everyone should be good. Like, I get, like, even Wandy, if you need him, he only pitched yesterday. I'm sure he can give you one if you need it. Casher is the only one that I think is, like, out, and that's okay.
I mean, I think you go Nestor to King and see how far that gets you. If that's 6 innings or that's 8 innings.
We're fine there.
I think you do that. Chapman hasn't pitched in 2 days. You'd almost like to see him get some work. And there's an off day tomorrow, right?
Off day tomorrow.
So if they really wanted, I mean, they could go like Nestor for 50 pitches. King, King for 2 innings. Chad, Johnny, Clay, Chappie. The boys are set up. Let's bludgeon tonight. BBD, that takes us to one of the more fun parts of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Two, three, four. Homer Draft, it's the Homer Draft. I took Hicks and Judge yesterday. Aaron Judge hit a home run. Not a big deal. Joe's McFly yesterday took Glaber and Rizzo. They did not homer. Was Judge the only homer yesterday?
My understanding is Judge was the only homer. I'll do a quick double check.
Judge is
Stanton.
Stanton had the, pimped one in the ninth.
Yeah. It's a garbage time homer.
Stanton pimped one in the ninth. If he's not your favorite player, I don't know. Unless you're Dan Rourke. And it makes a lot of sense. BBD, I have the first pick in the homer draft. I have taken Rizzo, Donaldson, Hicks, and Judge. I think what I'm going to do, I haven't taken Stanton, so he will be my second pick. I'll take Gallo. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. Why is not? So, Gallo, Stanton, hey, come on, Joey. Come on, Joey. BBD, who will you be taking in the homer draft?
Who will I be taking in the homer draft? I cannot pick Judge, Stanton, Glaber, or Rizzo. Everyone else on the board. I think by my lean, my first pick, I think, is Donaldson.
Okay, I like that.
Wanted to get one before getting out of Toronto. A lot of pop.
I like that.
And then I think my other one, you know, all the go-to guys, I think have been taken. So there's not a big one I'm missing. I'll go Aaron Hicks.
I like it. I thought Hicks, he was going to get one yesterday. He's currently doing better from the right side. He's got a homer off Kikuchi, which was from the right side, I'd have to assume. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. I love it. I love this lineup tonight. I love Nestor. I love the bullpen. This is exciting. This is exciting, Yankee fans. Let's have a great night. Let's have a great damn night. I would love if Donaldson hit, like, not the game-winning hit, but if Donaldson had, like, the game-ending hit, essentially. Like, if Donaldson hit a home run or a double to put the Yankees up, like, 6-1 tonight, that'd be pretty badass. BBD, we do the over-under. Yesterday was 7.5. The game was sprinting towards the under. Shout-out to the umpire.
It helped.
And shout-out to the Rays kind of falling apart a little bit. The over hit, we were both wrong. Been wrong on both Blue Jays games, so that's fun. The over-under tonight is...
I've seen it. Have you?
I have not. Nestor and Kikuchi. 8 flat.
You nailed it.
First time. This is really tricky. The Yankees have their full bullpen available.
Yeah.
They literally can't punt.
It's like they couldn't punt if they wanted to.
They don't have a punt pitcher today. Which makes you really think the under. The Yankees crush Kikuchi. The Blue Jays really need a win. I assume their good bullpen is available. Like Romano, Yimmy, Mesa, fuck Adam Simber. I'm going under. Kikuchi has to find a way to survive the Yankees lineup for 4 innings. The Yankees have all their pitching. I'll go under.
I'm on the under. It's 6-1.
That feels right. That feels right. Sorry, guys. We might have just ruined the game for you. BBD, this brings us to premonitions. Are you seeing anything? Do you have any premos for tonight's game?
Man, I might be a little spoiled by some conversations I was having with the social theme, watching some of the afternoon slate today.
Okay.
But we think Nestor's getting out probably pretty early in this game, short leash. Just get to the good guys. In theory, not a favorable matchup for him. 2 times of the order, get out. Have some time to hang out in the dugout. He's eating another apple.
We get a post-Nestor start apple. I like that. Nestor's pretty smart, too. I think Nestor knows the apples are now a thing.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I respect that.
You got anything?
Let's see. Nestor. I would say... they got to use my king, right?
I'd love to see it. Chapman's a lock to get in this one. Just meant to say that earlier.
I think there's a little chirping.
I could see it.
I think there's a little chirping in this game. I don't know if it's up and in, or I don't know if, like, Yankees are up 5-1 and maybe the Jays send a pitch up and in. I think we see some top step. I know that's been used a couple times this year, but I think tonight's the night.
Blue Jays have gotten a little bit embarrassed at the party this series, and last night they can make the argument it was wrongfully so. Wasn't as much in their control as these games typically go, and that can often inspire a team to be a little chippier.
Like Donaldson gets under their skin a little bit.
Donaldson gets his homer early and does something.
Donaldson gets under the skin, or I'm actually thinking Mike King, like...
Could they bust him out?
Like, Mike King gives them a little, like, you guys aren't on my level right now. Like, just a little, like, nah. And then the Blue Jays start chirping, and they're like, "Ah, who are you? Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm my king, dude. Like, get used to this." I guess Yankee fans are feeling pretty good right now. And for that, I thank you guys. We will see you tonight. We are recording after the game, because we're built different, BBD. Tell them.
Not built the same.
We're built entirely different. Thank you, guys. Pre-game shows have been... fun. A lot of people tuning in. This is a big series. Yankees have already won it. Hopefully they sweep. We'll see you guys tonight. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.